actions. Others would be wise to follow suit.
Why Poverty was written and presented by Claire Lockhart. The producer was Sheila Cook. That was the last in the series, which has been part of a pan-BBC season of programmes about poverty.
Maxim Vengerov plays the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. Radio 3 live in concert at London's Barbican with the LSO and Robin Ticciati and Elgar's Enigma Variations. We explore the work in the interval in Discovering Music and reveal the recipient of the 8th Queen's Medal for Music. A special Royal Radio 3 live in concert, Wednesday night at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock and now it's time for World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
Thank you. Two young Londoners tapping into their Greek backgrounds there. Chris Morfitis and Katina Kangaris are Mavrika, and it's to the old-time sounds of Greece in the 20s and 30s, Rebetika, that they turn to for inspiration. That was The Gypsy Girl from their debut album, also called Mavrika, and it features guest contributions from, amongst others, an old friend of the show, Moroccan oud player and violinist Hassan Araji. And that, incidentally, is also my contribution to St Andrew's Night celebrations as well, since the Scottish patron saint we know was actually a Greek fisherman. So tonight I thought I was going to be able to give you a Kennedy double act, as the session comes from Nuala Kennedy and her band. Sadly, we were unable to cross paths when they came into the Glasgow studios, but they recorded some cracking sets for us, as you'll hear for yourself later on. So let's carry on then with an album from the Sahrawi singer Aziza Brahim. A refugee all of her life, first in the camps of southern Algeria, fleeing Moroccan occupation of Western Sahara, she's made her home now in Spain, where her band, Gulili Manku, brings Senegalese, Colombian and Spanish influences to her desert blues. This is the opening track from her album Mabruk, dedicated to her grandmother, Liarda Mint Mabruk, known amongst the Sahrawi as a very fine poet.
À maison nous jouons, c'est la lune de nos nuits.
Oula, tous les euros, quand les euros m'aident, au bout du gala, les euros qui s'aiment.
Kalimbaïri, kinimbaïri, kalilibama.
Abdou Diop, a singer who's passionate about the music from his home region of Casamance in Senegal and the values wrapped up in those songs. But apparently it took a chance meeting with Senegalese superstar Baba Mal to get him to channel his energies through the music of his own upbringing. I'm very glad he did. That was Kissal from his new album on Stern's, Nuti. And before that was Aziza Brahim and her tribute to her poet grandmother in the album Mabruk. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy here on BBC Radio 3, where the session a little later on comes from another great musical traveller in the form of Irish woman Nuala Kennedy. But first, something to whet your appetite. I've always thought that food and music go together, and this new release from Tricont is a perfect example. Soul Food, a whole beautiful recipe book full and an 18-track CD to go with it in the kitchen as you're cooking, all cooked up by a Bavarian hip-hopper. Now that might sound a bit strange, but apparently his love affair with the music and the food started out with the American forces stationed in Germany. No doubt with the soul food home cooking staving off the homesickness as well as the hunger pangs. The music is something of a challenging list, menu-wise at least, from the Carter Brothers' roast possum to Andre Williams' pig snoots and chitlins. That's hog's guts to you and me. So let's have something just a little less scary sounding. How about Oscar Brown Jr.'s Watermelon Man?
Hey, oh, get you watermelon, oh, watermelon man, watermelon man. A wagon and a horse in the summer sun. Watermelon, pretty little housewife, let me sell you one. Red, right, watermelon. If you wanna treat your husband right, watermelon. You know what to give him when he's home tonight. Red, right, watermelon. Your money when you hear me call. Watermelon, I ain't going home till I sell them all. Red, right, watermelon. Got a woman waiting for me just my time, yeah. Watermelon, sweet like a watermelon, round and ripe. Hey, hey, watermelon. What up?
First up there was Chicagoan singer, songwriter and political activist Oscar Brown Jr. and his Watermelon Man, borrowed from his classic Sin and Soul album from back in 1960, and it finds its way onto Tricont's fabulous Soul Food collection, curated by Sven Kriest. And he apparently used to excuse his buying greens for his soul food cooking in the shops in meat-loving Germany by claiming he owned a rabbit. So a perfect dovetail, or rabbit tail, into Californians, the Old Tire Swingers and their Big-Eyed Rabbit from their debut album. You're listening to World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy. And earlier this week, Irish flautist and singer Nuala Kennedy came into the studios in Glasgow to record a session, having just jumped off the plane from a Danish tour and spending a bit of time in her adopted Scottish home in Edinburgh. She started out for us then by introducing the band and her new album.
Hi everybody, this is Nuala Kennedy here, and I'm in the studio today with Mike Bryan, with Ian McLeod and Donald Hay, and we're playing a few tunes from our new CD, which is called Noble Stranger. And we're going to start off with the traditional song Napoleon's Dream, and followed with a tune that was composed by the late Angus Fitchett from Dundee, who named it John Stephen of Chance Inn.
Scarcely reclined on my pillow when a vision surprising came into my head, and I thought I was crossing the billow. I thought as my vessel sped over the deep, I beheld that rude rock that grows craggy and steep, where the willow is now seen to weep o'er the grave of that once famed Napoleon. Shone valor and vigor. coast they are free. Well, if so, then a story I will tell unto thee. 'Tis concerning that once famed Napoleon.
Well, this is a song called Lord Donegal, and it's a great old traditional ballad, a fantastic story. And I learned it from a great friend and mentor to me, Mr. Cathal McConnell, who lives in Edinburgh, like myself, and also comes from Ireland. So he plays flute and sings in the Boys of the Loch. And I heard him singing this a number of years back, and I just loved the story. So here we go with Lord Donegal.
Lord Donegal, he stood at his own hall door,
washing his milk white steed. When he espied his own queen Isobel, who hastened to bid him Godspeed. Where are you going, Lord Donegal? She said. Where are you going from me? I'm going to New England, Queen Anne Isobel, some other fair country to see. When will you return, Lord Donegal? She said. When will you return to me? When a year and a day has passed and gone, 'tis then I'll get married to thee. That is too long, Lord Donegal, she said. That is too long for me. For you might forget your own Queen Isobel and pick up some other.
Lord Donegal, performed live by Nuala Kennedy and her band in session for World on 3. And I'm only sorry I wasn't able to join them at Pacific Quay on Monday. Let's just say my chitlins were bothering me. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. And we've been playing a lot of music from the southern part of Italy recently, from the Salento region right down in the heel, where there's a group of communities descended from Greek emigrants and refugees of the Ottoman invasion and who still speak a distinctive dialect of Greek. And of course, you might remember amongst them the canzoniere Grecanico Salentino, who were in session with Lopakotari here a few weeks ago. Well, here's some more from a group of redoubtable older singers whose gatherings to sing and get the crack and the gossip together eventually produced this album. From Ricci e Tuoi Capelli, this is La Fortuna.
Ricci la mia fortuna in mezzo a mare, Ricci la mia fortuna in mezzo a mare, sopra non è oro scoglio, sopra non è oro scoglio, sopra non è oro scoglio.
Following on from those lovely ladies of Salento was another band from the same neck of the woods, but Opa Koopa, as you can hear, have mixed the brassy Balkan flavours for their particular take on the Italian banda, the social and musical glue of so many communities the length of Italy. And they're one of five bands celebrating the new generation of bandas. It's on Network Medien and it's called, very helpfully, Bandi Italiani. Now, I spoke a little earlier on about the Ottoman occupation of Greece that was in part behind the existence of those Greco communities of Salento. And this next album comes from the other end of the Ottoman imperial era, from the time of transition to a new Turkish Republic. Bekir Şahin Balolu and Nurullah Kanik have called this collection of part secular, part Sufi spiritual music Feranak, after one of the makams or modes, and also from its Persian Ottoman meaning of joyful or serene. This track, Çeçen Kuzu, was written by the virtuoso multi-instrumentalist Tamburi Cemil Bey, whose own early 78s of his compositions and improvisations were to have a big influence on subsequent generations of performers.
Thank you.
all the beats and sounds there from the Oriental percussionist Murat Koshkun. This is his first solo album, although he does, probably wisely for a percussion album, have a couple of guest tracks from regular collaborators, Jora Feedman on clarinet and Michel Godard, who we've heard on the show before with his sonorous talents ranging across bass, tuba and serpent. There's more to come in a little while from tonight's sessioneers, Nuala Kennedy and her band. But first, something from the new Rough Guide to Senegal, which couldn't, of course, not have something from the legendary guitarist of Dandy Lenol, Mansour Seck. Here he's joined by a fellow griot, Ousmane Hamadi Diop from Mauritania. And the recording originally comes from Seck's first solo recording in the mid-90s, Ndera Futu Turo.
Kare jango songendi noti ina hani note ndimagungendi kongota kuleidi yelli dangalu woni daranade final daranade final hageji ponde. Thank you.
چنال بلبسی یعنی بلبسی چول ساره فوتا فو دلی گتلا جلان واتی ما دی فو داریم رو بسی بینی می جا پر کنک یعنی Samalami Kede mi mana on samba bita tube Samba gila jopo karata bakali jaji garmi tumbal waldi gala Samba mbokar sawalam yep chamu koli tengala Sama Mariam mola paro gadema taku sendige senga musada kanyalani Sama Mariam jegi Mariam biran Mariam wororon daw jambara gele se beteni anko sapay jago ala en fongo dan dani nyala ni sewi malala ya minon bilbasi mari lom nani alamar bilbasi mari lom nani alamar idel balla jong bandu Alfaso, Kuroso, Benani Alamari, Jennifer Dafnani Alamari, Benani, 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 Benani Alamari, 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 Fode Nando Alamari, Alamari. Alamari, Alamari, Fode Nando Alamari.
A really beautiful combination of Senegalese singer Malik Paté Sow and kora player Bao Sissoko, both now based in Belgium, and that was the opening track from their new duo release, Aduna. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy on World on 3, and you join me on a bit of a clan gathering here tonight, as the session was recorded by another Kennedy, albeit a Dundalk lass from just south of the Irish border. Nuala Kennedy and her band came into the Glasgow studio on the banks of the Clyde to record some tracks during her current stay in Scotland, a spiritual home perhaps for her, although she's been working a lot over in the States as well. And the songs and tunes from her album Noble Stranger reflect on some of her experiences in New York.
Well, this next song is a song called The Lonely City, and I wrote it for Noble Stranger for the album, and thinking about people travelling a lot and travelling with a great sense of history behind them in traditional music. That's often the case, and it's our link with the past. So that's where the idea for the song came from. But also the melody was inspired by a gift from a friend, from Norman Blake, who is of the band Teenage Fan Club here in Glasgow. And he gave me an old Casio keyboard here a few years ago, and it inspired this tune, so The Lonely City.
There's a light in the loneliest part of the city. There's a shadow that's fallen where you used to lie. There's a lover who's calling you back to your home, to the place where your heart can rest easy in mine, to the place where heart starts to shake, forgetting awaits me. The letting go takes me away from the
there's a light in the loneliest part of the city. There's a shadow that's fallen where you used to lie. There's a lover who's calling you back to your home, to the place where your heart can rest easy in mine. To the place where your heart can rest easy in mine.
So the last bit of music we're going to play today is a two-parter, and it starts off with a couple of Scottish tunes. The first one is an old air called Lord Elcho's Lament, and the second piece is a tune that goes back to the 1500s at least, and probably before that, and the name that I have for it is Cafuzalem, but it has lots of other titles, and famously in Scotland it's also sung as a nursery rhyme, which is Katie Birdie Had a Coo. And then we're going to go on to Asturias, and the last two pieces are both tunes from Asturias and were big party pieces in Edinburgh in the late 90s, and, you know, we're giving them a new lease of life here. So, well, after a bit of investigation into the last two tunes, I found out that the penultimate one was played during the consecration of the host at Mass in Asturias on the pipes. And the very last tune is one of my all-time favourites, and it's played early in the morning during a fiesta time to wake everybody up for the party. It was also made famous by Rimsky-Korsakov, who did a whole kind of piece inspired by that folk tune. So we're going to give this a blast now.
Thank you.
Scotland meets Asturias, and those latter Asturian tunes made popular in Scotland by one of Nuala's own band, Ian MacLeod, back in the 90s. Thanks so much once again to Nuala Kennedy and the lads, Ian MacLeod, Mike Bryan and Donald Drummy Hay. And next time, maybe the two Kennedys will actually get to cross paths. This is Mary-Ann Kennedy here on BBC Radio 3, and I've been looking at the name of this next band for ages, since I heard they were coming to Celtic Connections actually, and only very slowly has it finally filtered through what the name actually means. The highly respected British banjo player Leon Hunt has not a quartet nor a quintet, but an entet in being the variable in this particular musical equation. She's slow, but she gets there. His current album is a tribute to his great hero, the godfather of bluegrass, Earl Scruggs. And you'll be able to hear the entet in action at St Andrews in the Square in Glasgow at Celtic Connections on the 26th of January with some gems like this one.
she's drinking away her troubles. She's got another man. With a 44 around her and a badger on her knee. Lay down your last gold dollar. Lay down your gold watch and chain. Little Maggie's gonna dance for Daddy. Let him do that old banjo ring.
The king has been a prisoner, and a prisoner long in Spain. And Willie of the Wednesbury has lain long with his daughter Jane. What ails you, what ails you, my daughter Jane? Why you look so pale and wan? Oh, have you had any ill sickness? Or yet been sleeping with a man? I have not had any ill sickness, nor yet been sleeping with a man. It is for you, my father dear, for biding so long in Spain. Cast off, cast off your robe and gown, stand naked on the stone. If you be a maiden or none, and she's cast off her robe and gown, stood naked on the stone. Her apron was tight and her waist was round. Her face was pale and wan. In Spain. No, it wasn't with a lord or a gentleman or a man of wealth and fame. It was with Willie of Finsbury. I could bide no longer alone, and the king has called his servant. For hanged he shall be. And when they came before the king, by one, by two, and by your daughter Jane. and he's raised her up on a milk-white steed, and himself on a dapple gray. He has made her the lady of Hatsmatch Land. She can ride in a long summer's day.
A quick roundup of some of the highlights coming up in Celtic Connections 2013. Leon Hunt was followed up by newfie newcomers to the festival, the Dardanelles, and they take their name from the street that divides the hippie quarter of St John's in Newfoundland. A bit of an in-joke, apparently, as the street is only 12 foot long. The band are just around the corner from Leon, that same night of the festival, the 26th, at the fabulous Tron Theatre. And finally, Anais Mitchell and Hamer Jefferson from their album of American versions of the Child Ballads. They'll be on at the City Halls on the final Saturday, sharing the bill with Kareen Polwart. Now, Burns Night is always a big night at the festival, and this year, Rabbi's birthday is being celebrated by Brepoch with a suitably large cast of friends, including this next singer, Kathleen McInnes, also celebrating a nomination in the Radio 2 Folk Awards. This is the closer from her current album, Cilivdíce, and it's a song by the Irish composer Sean Davey from his suite, The Pilgrim, although the words are originally from a Hebridean hymn of praise to the sun, from a tradition that fused the pre-Christian and Columban terms of reference and worship. Fáiltear I Grian nan Tras do Shuolars nan Spade, the hymn of Train is Skeinanars do Mahir I nan Real. Hail to thee, O Son of the Seasons, traversing the highest heavens, your step powerful on the wing of the skies, O Great Mother of the Stars.
Just hein ag dian an dras do shuol art nan spair do heim of trein es gein an ars do mahe art nan rail o lai a shia sam just him again and dress to show art and space
since we learned a new act to drive sorrows away.
Bellowhead, also Folk Awards nominees this year. The awards are taking place at Celtic Connections for the first time in 2013. And from Bellowhead, that was from their album Broadside, which is one of five nominations in a public vote. First time for that as well, up against Corinne Polwart, Lau, Jim Murray and Sam Lee. And between Bellowhead and Kathleen McInnes were Welsh youngsters Jamie Smith's Mabon from their Windblown album and Gareth and Aoife's. World on Three will, of course, be at Celtic Connections on the Fridays of the festival, but a little sooner than all those shenanigans. This weekend here on BBC Radio 3, Lucy Duran will be here on Sunday night with World Roots, a review of some new albums of world music, and in session, Malian desert bluesman Sidi Touré. He'll also be talking about the terrible situation ongoing in the north of the country, Sidi being originally from Gao, one of the cities at the heart of the fighting. So well worth making sure you don't miss the programme. Here is Sidi Touré then with Ishi Tanmaha from his album Koima, They No Longer Hope.
Kadia, kahanga zo kadia. Singe kali kali bon, yesi dia.
Chimi.
Il faranda scendi bobe, il faranda scendi bobe, bobe si canda tondun, scendi bobo si canda yuluandi, porcanga giù si ma harise, herei coini si ma ngasi. Barkanga jau si maharisino, herei koini si mangasi, paira ka bogo makaja, paira sa go madira, irmana hoge, irmana, irmana hoge, irmana hoge, irmana, irmana hoge. Bora wa nei magido gira, bora wa nei mido gira.
Masabule
ex-sizoni, nya fola de maruye ayato.
San fara moro wila, dugu fara moro wila, fara finu fara belu bengo, kanka na sonima, exizoma. Kanka na sonima, mitila soma. Ate kura na kona te jikita buro, jemfalu kini sonima de afala denna luye, ayato. Sonima karatinye
Exidia Ambe prisa
Na faye femina Kulke tnyoro Na fate femina Kuluke
Exidia
Sepa bon
Prijamesa
Tono ye femina Kulke tnyoro Ni tono te femina Kuluke
More from the album that's rightfully bringing Sekuba Bambino to the attention of audiences outside his home turf in Guinea and Mali. That was L'Excision, protesting against female genital mutilation. Before that, Sidi Touré, and do be sure to check out World Roots on Sunday night when he'll be Lucy's guest on the show. And that's it for tonight. Thanks again to Nuala Kennedy for the session and to producer Roger Short as ever. Next week, Lopa Katari will be back with the F Roots Critics Poll results and Brazilian rapper Criolo. I'm Marianne Kennedy and I'm going to leave you with Juravka, descendants of Russian religious dissenters who settled in Romania first before finally moving to the Basque Country. Here they are with Na Pila Sea e a Piana. Good night.
Minha trocadilha.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. I'm Nicola Christie and I'm delighted to have your company for a programme that's steeped in the music making of Romania to celebrate Romanian National Day. It's almost 100 years since Romania was united with Transylvania. We're going to hear music by some of the country's most eminent composer-performers, among them George Enescu and Dinu Lăpati, and explore some of Romania's less well-known musical personalities too. To start, the Chorale for String Orchestra by the Romanian pianist and composer Dinu Lăpati, who Poulenc called an artist of divine spirituality, which we'll hear in this composition now.